billionaire Jeff Bezos was back on Earth safely Tuesday after a 10-minute suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. After the capsule touched down near Van Horn, Texas, Bezos gave his assessment, saying, "Best day ever." The world's richest man blasted off Tuesday from a remote desert launch site in Texas as he became the second billionaire to self-fund a trip to space this month. The fully automated rocket reached an altitude of about 106 kilometers, at which point the booster separated from the capsule and returned to Earth, landing upright near the launch site. The crew was able to experience weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes before returning to Earth in the capsule, which made a parachute landing. The altitude surpassed the 85-kilometer mark reached by British billionaire Richard Branson on July 11th, when he and five crewmates flew aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket-powered space plane. Bezos founded his space company with the goal of creating permanent space colonies where people will live and work. The White House said Tuesday it's exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protests and also hold the Cuban government accountable for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Tuesday that the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. At the same time, she said the U.S. is looking to increase access to the internet in Cuba, boost humanitarian assistance, and devise a workable remittance system for Cuban expatriates to send money to their relatives without the Cuban government stealing it. The White House has said in a statement that Cuba is a top priority. From Washington.